Grace, mercy, and peace be to you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. David prayed in Psalm 41, "Even my close friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me." Brothers and sisters in Christ, in the midweek preaching for Lent, we've emphasized two things. One, that the Psalms speak about Jesus. And two, that because the Psalms speak about Jesus, they therefore speak also about you. For in baptism, you were joined to the Lord, and you are now become one, as the Scriptures say. We can therefore think of Psalm 41 in part as a biographical sketch about you. Psalm 41 tells both your story and mine as surely as it tells the history of our Lord. But Psalm 41 was written by King David, which means the psalm also gives us a sketch of David. "Even my close friend," said David, "in whom I trusted and ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me." David may well have been talking about Absalom, his most handsome and charming son. Absalom, who grew up on King David's knee. Absalom, who ate his father's bread at his father's table. Absalom, who enjoyed his father's generous and reconciling love and received every comfort of his father's house. And yet, Absalom harbored a temper and held a grudge that led him to conspire against his father and to murder his own brother. Absalom tried to overthrow his father and occupy the throne of Israel for himself. In the figure of speech expressed by Psalm 41, Absalom lifted his heel against David, and David was knocked hard by the blow. Think of the various muscles in the human body. Hardly any physical blow can exert more impact than a raised heel. A closed fist can certainly do damage, especially when thrown by a strong man with an experienced punch and calloused knuckles. A swung elbow can drop an opponent larger than you, but only if it hits the right target. By comparison, it's very difficult for anyone to receive the uncoiled blow of a raised heel and still remain on his feet. Even a petite woman's raised heel can kick like a mule, and go. The heel explodes out like a cannonball, involving nearly every muscle in the leg. Absalom lifted his heel against David. Absalom laid low the one who had lifted him up and who had given him every good thing. Well, Judas Iscariot did the same thing to Christ Jesus our Lord, as it is written. One of the 12, whose name was Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What will you give me if I deliver him over to you?" And they paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, he sought an opportunity to betray Jesus. Judas did this terrible thing because he held malice toward Jesus, inexplicable malice toward Jesus, who had given Judas every good thing. To Judas, all the finances of the entire group. When Jesus sent out his disciples and gave them his own divine power to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cleanse the lepers, and cast out demons, the gracious ordaining hand of our Lord was gently laid also upon Judas's head. On the night Jesus was betrayed, as you heard in the gospel, Jesus knelt even before Judas and humbly washed his feet along with the rest of the disciples. And likewise, Jesus served Judas the holy communion of Christ's body and blood, given and shed even for the sins of Judas. See, our Lord knew beforehand. He knew from the scriptures of the Old Testament who would betray him. And Jesus faithfully loved his betrayer nonetheless. Judas fulfilled in the life of Christ what King David had earlier experienced and written in Psalm 41. Even my close friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me. David likewise wrote in another psalm concerning Jesus. I went about as though I grieved for my friend or my brother. And yet again, David said in another psalm, again speaking words concerning our Christ. It's not an enemy who taunts me, then I could bear it. It's not an adversary who deals insolently with me, for then I could hide from him. But it is you, a man, my equal, my companion, my familiar friend. We used to take sweet counsel together within God's house. We walked in the throng of worshipers. My companion stretched out his hand against his friends. He violated his covenant. Even my close friends in whom I trusted. These words are indeed about David, who suffered betrayal of his beloved son Absalom, who ate my bread, has lifted my heel against me, or his heel against me. These words are likewise about Jesus, the true and messianic son of David, whom God had promised. And because these words are about Jesus, then they are also about you, the baptized of Christ in one body with him. Among the many emotions that betrayal can evoke, perhaps the strangest is loneliness. Betrayal can make you feel abandoned and alone. Betrayal can focus your thoughts upon only that one lost friend rather than all the other friends who have remained faithful. David wrote Psalm 41 about himself, and he wrote it about our Christ in part, so that we would be able to draw comfort from the ancient fact that we are not alone. We are in good company when we are betrayed by those whom we have made our equal, our companion, our familiar friend. Even my close friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me. Many people can read these lonely words as a biographical sketch. Life in this dreary world assures us that we shall each eventually get to a point where we can see ourselves in this story. I know how my betrayers have made me feel desolate. What about you and yours? Think again of the muscles in the human body. Now, our betrayers have the power to kick like a mule, bowl us over, lay us low. But both our Lord Jesus and our forefather David can help us with that threat. Absalom dealt his father David a harsh blow that laid him low, but David survived. He rose to his feet by the power of God, and he sat down again on the throne that had been given and promised to him by his Maker and his Redeemer. Judas Iscariot likewise dealt our Lord Jesus a mighty blow, laying him low in the depths of the grave. Yet Jesus rose again from the dead, and God crowned him with glory and honor because of his suffering and death, and because he loved not his life even unto death. Thus Jesus could say to his Father in heaven, in the words of his father David, in the closing words of Psalm 41, "By this I know that you delight in me. My enemy will not shout in triumph over me. But you have upheld me because of my integrity and set me in your presence forever. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, those words are also your words. David said those words. Jesus said those words. And you have been given God's Spirit that you may likewise say those words. I know that you delight in me. My enemy will not shout in triumph over me. No, we don't have to pretend. Those who have betrayed us have indeed hurt us, having raised their heel against us. We will not pretend. The pain and the shame and the loneliness can be undeniably great, but those things shall remain only for a little while. For the Lord your God shall vindicate you and raise you up and set you above your enemies all around, even those who have betrayed you and raised their heel against you. For the resurrection of our Lord shall inevitably make it so. To this we can say with David the final words of Psalm 41, Amen and Amen. By the power of the Holy Spirit and with confidence in the resurrection of our God, we add our Amen with certainty and without fear. We say it once because we mean it, and we say it twice to emphasize and intensify our hope. Amen and amen means yes, yes, it shall be so. Thanks be to God in Christ Jesus. Amen.